Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're having some internet issues, and so I was trying for the last 7-8 minutes to get the tweet out. Had to connect with my phone. What are we doing here today, Dave? Explain to me.
We got a note earlier about some network, I don't know, issues, work. Something they're doing shouldn't impact us too much, I guess.
Well, we can't get online. That's kind of a...
Well, you got your phone. What else do you need?
Come That's on. True.
Phones rule the world.
That is true.
And we got to hear a little more Nika.
Yeah, Nika Costa. Maybe we'll get to this later. Not now, but what can't you live without? What is one thing in life you can't live without? Let's do that.
Oxygen.
That's probably the top of the list.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
You know, you would say me.
I would not.
Right. I mean, you would say me, and then oxygen 2, and your family 3. Right? I believe that is your order. So, yes, sir?
No, you're on the list. I don't know how far down, but you're – congratulations.
Do you want a ballpark? Like,
not really.
General area?
Because if I started in a ballpark, I'd have to leave the ballpark to get to you, I think.
Rena, 1235.
Mm-hmm.
Lou Nanny, what to do with Kirill? And Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara at 2:05. Plenty more to get to. Saw this one yesterday. No, excuse me, not yesterday. That's a lie. Saw it last week, and we haven't got to it yet.
Starting the show with a lie.
Yeah,
great kickoff.
Exactly. Your personal definition of success. This was from NBC News with Generation Z. So I want all of us to participate in this. What is your definition of success? What is most important to you to define whether you are successful? They divided it with men and women who voted for Trump and Harris. So let's give you just a little bit of what they went for. But for you listening right now, what defines success for you? This happens. This is going well. This opportunity is available. And you feel successful because of this. So I'll just go over the first three or four with each category. And this is Gen Z. You want to look up the ages for Gen Z? I'm barely Gen X. Barely Gen X.
Individuals born between 97 and 2012, making them, as of now, ages 13 through 28.
Mm. I have one of those.
It's pretty good.
One of those. I have two others who are not. Wait, are they Gen X? Am I something different? Because I'm 1965. I just missed the baby boomer.
Oh, sure. No, you're close enough. You're a boomer.
No.
Okay, boomer.
There are lines.
Okay, boomer.
There are lines. I'm out. I'm out. What are you?
I'm on the upper end of millennial.
Okay. You're millennial. Then I am barely Gen X, right? Look it up.
I think so.
Look up. Go to
what year were you?
1965.
Another lie. Gen X includes people born between 65 and 80, making them approximately, it says, 44 to 59.
Approximately? Approximately. What is that out? What's the date on that?
45 to 60.
There we go. Okay. Hello? Okay. Important to personal definition of success. Okay? Men who voted for Trump. Number one, 34% with it phrased as important to personal definition of success, having children. Wow.
Okay.
Number two, financial independence. Three, fulfilling job career. Four, being married. Okay. Again, men who voted for Trump, 13 to 28. If the 13, 14, 15, and 16, 17-year-olds voted for Trump, Trump has no problem with it, by the way, but it would be interesting. Again, one is having children, financial independence is two, fulfilling job is three, being married four. Women who voted for Harris, number one, a fulfilling job. Number two, having money to do things you want. Three, having emotional stability. Four, using talent and resources to help others. You can see where the men who voted for Trump and the women who voted for Harris are not really in sync. In fact, men who voted for Trump, important personal definition of success, having children is one for Trump. And on this list of 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 categories, women who voted for Harris, having children last. Last.
Wow.
Now, women who voted for Trump, important to personal definition of success, financial independence is one, fulfilling job is two, owning own home three, being grounded spiritually is four, having children is six. Men who voted for Harris, fulfilling job one, having money to do things you want two, using talent and resources to help others, three, financial independence, four, and again, having children is 10th on the list. Let's pause before we get to it, because I have some ideas of my personal definition of success, and I know you do too. When you think in your own life, listen to the audience, what defines success in your life? What comes to mind? What has to be there? What is important? What do you count on? What hurts you most when this isn't successful? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. I want to talk about my friend Amber Scholl, and I want to talk about home insurance and automobile insurance. And let's just acknowledge both are expensive. I can't lie to you here and say, you know, if you go with American Family and Amber Scholl, it's basically free. That would be utter nonsense. But what I can tell you, you're going to go with an office which has been around for decades. Amber has been with the office for 15 years, running it the last 3 years. She knows it extraordinarily well. You're going to get outstanding customer service. You're going to get great follow-up. And they're going to be there when things are okay. And they're going to be there when things are upside down, like something bad happens with the house or a car accident. How do you track them down? TeamScholl.com. That's S-C-H-O-L-L.com. Find out if you can save some money. Find out if you're not covered as much as you should be. And go with a local office, but with a great brand and a great successful insurance company like American Family, like I have with this office for 35-plus years. TeamScholl.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I'm going to go with this one. The former CDC director appearing in Congress, who RFK Jr. told to hit the road, and they have very different views of that encounter. Is that tied to today's bumper music theme?
No.
Okay.
No, something much more important than that.
Take this job and shove it. This is our final show, and the internet is the first indication of many other problems.
Also not true.
Okay? We don't know that, actually.
I hope not.
I hope not.
I'd like to be back tomorrow.
Okay, what do you got?
Who quit his job today?
Who quit his job today?
We talked about him Thursday.
Adam
during
Carter?
Am I Wrong?
Adam Carter.
Jerry. Please. Jerry Greenfield of Ben & Jerry's.
Oh, that's right.
Jerry said he's done.
That's
they wrote the letter to Unilever.
That's
now
right.
He's had enough. He's done. 47 years. It's now officially Ben's. Ben & Jerry. There ain't no more Jerry.
Okay. Once again, as I told a very good friend of mine about, God, when was this? About a year ago. Successful. He and his
must have a lot of kids.
He and his, exactly. 842. He and his partner sold this company. And I did say, well, it's going to happen when the new company starts asking you to do different things. Oh, they're not going to.
No.
They will not. That's unavoidable.
Of course.
And by the way, it's 27 years or something like that since Unilever bought it.
20 or 25, something, yeah. Okay.
Don't be surprised if they want to do something different.
They gave you a heck of a leash. Heck of a nice long leash.
And I'm not sure your ice cream is that great.
It's overpriced. It's good.
Massively. I mean,
Ben & Jerry's and Haagen-Dazs, come on. Just because you serve it in a pint doesn't mean you get to charge double.
Should I feel more woke while I have my Ben & Jerry's?
You should.
Yeah, apparently so. Okay, Dave Harrigan, when you define success in your life, what stands up?
I think it's just a feeling of being happy and content with where I'm at, whether it's professionally, with family, whether you have kids or not. You can be successful whether I think you have children or not.
For sure.
You know, if you desperately want children but it's not working out, that's a bummer. But you can still be successful in many, many other areas.
Yeah.
So I think it's just a general feeling of, sure, not everything's perfect. You know, we all wish we made more money. We all wish we had this or that or a nice house or a, well, nobody really wants a boat. I think it's just a feeling of, yeah, I'm happy with where life is right now. Maybe things could be better. Things could definitely be a lot worse. I feel like I'm good right here and I'm comfortable with my life.
Well, I'm glad you said it about kids too, because there is still such a stigma with some people in our country and probably, I'm sure, across the globe too, where they look down at individuals in some strange, condescending way if you don't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
If you have wanted children and you don't have them, that can be incredibly painful, challenging, expensive.
Sure can.
You also can live an amazing life if you don't have kids. Now, right now, when I think about Hunter born 30-plus years ago, can I even imagine my life without those three boys? And as close as some other kids have been to me, too? I really can't. But I also know I had a very happy life before they came along.
Sure.
They're the three most important human beings on the planet for me. Okay? And no one is really close. Because for me, I would say number one for me of definition, when I feel successful, when I know my kids are happy, when I know maybe it's content, whatever it might be, I just feel, and by the way, success, because we get so many texts on this too. My three kids are incredibly different, and not just because of Quentin's health challenges, but Hunter and Griffin are very, very different. And no doubt, Kathleen and I played a big part, and so did other important adults who are in their lives. But then there's the nature versus nurture situation.
Mm-hmm.
If, and again, there are times when they did not agree with our parenting. Guess what? That comes with the territory. And I'm sure if I look back at times, in fact, I have, there were times I made mistakes, absolutely made mistakes. But this idea that your kids are only spectacular if you're a great parent, or your kids are only awful because you're an awful parent, is so lazy. And it's such a generalization. And God, it gets thrown out there a lot. And by the way, I think if some of these folks would identify different parts of their life, they'd be like every one of us who would have parts of their life where you feel like you're doing the right, involved in the right steps, and still it's not working. Because sometimes things are out of your control. Sometimes you're just a screw up too. But I would say that the ability where I feel good about myself emotionally, intellectually, and the opportunities that I have available to me. This job, as someone who struggled at times with depression, not facing that, feeling good about the people I surround myself with. You know me, I crave friendship. I don't like to be isolated. I was with my closest friend yesterday, and he had his heart was racing. So we were playing golf, and it scared the heck out of me. And he's fine. He's great. But that's Jason. I met him in 85. He's been my closest friend since. What else? Let's read some text. Because what else is a personal definition of success for you? I'm a 44-year-old woman that never wanted children, and I still get flack from women with kids, and it's such a shame that I don't have them, or it's not too. You could adopt, or maybe you'll meet a guy with kids, and it's different when it's your own. I hate those responses.
Yeah.
I just hate them. And, you know, Jamie, our friend Yukis, she talks about that a lot, and now she has Archie, her stepson, with Doug. And Archie's a great kid, and I've been around Jamie and Archie a number of times, and they're great together. But this idea, and by the way, I hear it more from women to women than I do men to women. And that's anecdotal, but I think a lot of people would agree with me. Who the hell are you to say this to someone? As if their life's just not as good as yours because of this.
Yeah.
Just because this part of your life is great and important and fulfilling doesn't mean you can put those same sort of values on other women and almost look at them as diminished.
Yes.
And not up to you.
And every woman, every couple has their own reasons. My wife's best friend and her husband do not have kids. They made a decision. They did not want to have children, yet that same best friend is a fixture in my daughter's lives.
Yeah.
They just went camping over the weekend.
That's great.
And she loves them unconditionally.
You're lucky to have her, right?
Incredibly.
Another text, another 44-year-old. Success to me is being able to provide for my wife and my five kids and getting good jobs. You can guess who I voted for with the answer. Hint, I'll never vote for a Democrat. Is that automatically a Republican idea that success to me is being able to provide to my wife and five kids, my kids getting good jobs? Absolutely not. I don't think, and I appreciate the texture, for reaching out. There are plenty of my friends who are moderates or who are Democrats who would define their success as having a partner, husband, wife, happy, and kids happy, and wanting their kids to have a successful life.
There's plenty of professionally successful and well-off Democrats as there are Republicans, I think.
I don't affix that in any way to a Republican. Success, question mark, not whining. If I can do that, I'm good. Yeah, I mean, this is a bit of a separate category, but always talking about things which have happened in your life which prevented you from doing this and just going back to it over and over and over again gets old.
Sure. Woe is me attitude.
Yeah. And I have some people in my life who do that, and it's like, that happened 40 years ago.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Time to move past it. Let's go.
What are you doing?
No. I mean, it's almost a feeling of just when you wake up in the morning, success, being excited, being, you know, excited about what's going to happen that day. And that's, you know, beyond, you know, people with depression that struggle with that. That's completely different.
Yeah.
But just being happy to get going on another day.
More text, just a few more before we get to Rena. Finally paid off my house and living your dreams. To have some level of financial contentment.
Independence.
Independence, availability, opportunities is not more important than maybe love and people close to you. But they can be tied to the strain, the stress, and the effect that has on your dynamic with people close to you, especially your family. Centrist leaning left, success is my ability to improve the lives of those around me. How much good can I do for my family, friends, community? That's a great answer. Hi, Chad. I would define success being able to get along with all the knuckleheads and ignorant people in my family who voted for Trump. Okay. I hope it's a little bit more than that. Giving of myself to others without anything in return is my success this time in my life. That is another great one. Doing things in your life for people who are important to you and not sitting there kind of pointing at the watch and saying, okay, what am I getting back?
Sure.
Or calling attention to yourself when you do something.
Just having the ability to give, whether it's money, time, whatever. Having that ability and the happiness to do it.
Let's chat with our friend from Care 11, Rena Sargentopoulos, on Newstalk 830 WCC Radio. I'm going to talk Aquarius. And yes, as I've mentioned this week, with the temperatures, we're about to get the forecast in just a little bit. It's hard really to think, hey, I need to get that furnace tuned up. But like Scottie Scheffler winning golf tournaments, you know what's inevitable? Winter. And I just saw a report the other day that we might be in for a horrible winter. So I'll be telling you a lot, Dave, when I'm out at the Western White House. When
quiet down.
God, how's the pool looking today?
I've heard that Western White House is closed, actually.
There might be some negotiations on that, too. And I might be very, very sad. Inevitably, you're going to be turning that furnace on. We had a blip. What was it, about 10 days ago when it was in the 40s and 30s?
Cool weekend.
A lot of you turn on your furnace. And for you people who are like, oh, I'm not going to turn my furnace on. I'm going to show how tough I am. Knock it off. If it's finances, I get it. But the ability to walk around your house when it's 50 and you're a tough guy and a tough gal, where you can cuss. I mean,
that's my version of happiness.
If you like it cold, that's one thing. How about a $29 furnace tune-up from Aquarius Home Services? Try to beat that. Wait a second. They're involved in the utility room? Absolutely. They have been for a long time. That doesn't mean Aquarius Home Services has stopped with the water side. Get that water softener. Make sure those dishes are spotless when they come out. Feel good about the shower. Feel good about the bath. Feel good about your washing machine. And also start the day with that beautiful Kinetico drinking water system. Earning the right to be recommended since 1987. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like we say this every time, and it just cracks me up. I know it's coming, and it cracks me up. Would you like to just stick a knife in Dave's back and my back? I mean, it's one thing a couple months ago when you observed the morning news with Vanita, and now, I mean, nobody looks at the regular daily lineup at CCO Radio more than me. It's very possible. I started here in 2009. I haven't looked at it once. I don't think I have looked at it once. But Brad Lane and Dave Harrigan both share with me next Monday and Tuesday when Vanita is hopefully enjoying some time away from the station. Who is in? Noted cheater of our show, Rena Sargentopoulos. How do you live with yourself just openly looking at us and Dave basically giving us the finger? Wouldn't you say?
First of all,
yeah.
If you fire me, it makes no difference in my life because I get no pay from you. Second of all, then you don't get to run the open every week where you laugh and you enjoy and you smile. Third of all,
we could still run the open.
How is me coming to work with you stabbing you in the back?
Dave, you want to take that one?
Yeah, because you don't have an answer.
No, I do. We like to keep people in our own cocoon. You know, we're cocoon. Like in the nest. You know, you're in the nest. Major's in the nest. I mean, Carter, we pushed out of the nest. Okay, we had enough of him. We pushed him out. You know, at one point, DeRusher was in the nest. He then decided on his own, right? We thought you would stay in the nest. Dave, didn't you have Rena as a nest dweller?
So you're the kind of guy that likes to keep a woman under her thumb and not let her grow and flee the nest a little bit?
Dave. Yeah, take that, Chad.
Cook, clean, you know, look pretty. I mean, that seems fair, doesn't it? Yeah. What if I say my feelings are hurt? Will that cause you to not come in and host the show Monday and Tuesday?
That would have caused me to sign up for more days.
Obviously, I'm kidding. Are you ready for this? Well, you know, as someone who at times can be very apprehensive, you know, likes to stay in the house underneath the couch, not interact with people, are you prepared? Like, well, I mean, how long ago was it when you were part of a morning show before? How far back was that?
Oh, gosh. Eric Perkins and I did morning drive radio back on K-Twin when the Pull Labs had their own radio station and then put the baseball team on there. That worked well. 10 years, easily? Probably 10 years ago.
Yeah.
10 years ago.
Did you adapt to waking up early? No problem, or it was awful every morning?
Well, I was 10 years younger, so there's that. I didn't have a kid at the time. Also, don't forget, I was working two full-time jobs because I still worked at CARE 5 days a week.
Yeah.
And two of those days were on Saturday. So I worked 7 days a week for 2 years, and four of the 7 days were double shifts.
And also, because of the money the Pole Edge paid you, they've had to cut payroll on the baseball team. So I hope you're happy with that.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a lot of work.
I helped pay for my wedding.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That is good. So you're looking forward to this? You're uncertain? What do you think?
These things, as you know, because I'm also socially awkward, they do make me nervous because Vanita's big shoes to fill, and I know Tom Hauser fills in, and he does an excellent job. I know other people have stepped in and done excellent jobs.
Let's not go that far with Hauser.
I mean, I'm trying to be polite.
Serviceable, you know.
I am nervous about it, so I hope the listeners will be kind to me.
Can I just send texts every 10 minutes?
You're not even going to be up that early. I know
what's
you better. So
happening?
Actually, you're never asleep.
that's the more act. What a 6:10. What is happening? Do you need me to come down there? No, I'm kidding. You're going to be fabulous. I know that 1,000%. And the more you're on this station, the better. And I'll look forward to it. Let's pause here with Rena. Come back. I want to. Hey, another Gen Z topic.
Very nice.
Hey, we're very Gen Z early on, including the fact that apparently Gen Z doesn't believe in outside. We'll talk about that in moments. I want to talk about Stretch Lab. Maybe Rena, before abandoning the show, seemingly for, you know, soon to be for good, when she's filling in for Vanita Monday and Tuesday, maybe what she should do is swing by one of the double-figure locations of Stretch Lab. StretchLab.com. They can help someone like Rena who's fit, healthy. They can help somebody like me who sits on his butt way too much. They can help somebody like Dave who just a few weeks ago ran a triathlon. They can help you if you're into pickleball, you're into tennis, you're into softball, you're into bowling, you're into golf. No matter the age, they can help you out. Trained specialists. First time, I encourage you to get the 50-minute session. They have technology to evaluate you. They'll sit down with you, and you're going to walk out of there feeling a little bit looser, a little bit taller, and reminding yourself why it made sense to listen to this commercial and follow up. They're really good. I've been going for 6-plus years, and I'm not slowing down. StretchLab.com. American Gen Z, as we continue with Rena Sargentopoulos from Care 11 and WCCO Radio. American Gen Z spends 25% less time in nature than Gen X because, here's the explanation, they don't like going out alone and get too bored. So it's a poll of 2,000 adults revealed the average Gen Z adult averages 49 minutes outdoor time on weekdays and mostly just to commute. Gen Z, not the most themselves, 65 minutes a day outside. Gen Z admitted they can go days without stepping out the door.
Ugh.
Again, it's the phone, it's the lack of friends, it's not getting a driver's license, not having sex. Gen Z, let's participate in a few more things.
They were brought up during COVID, though. Like, some of their formative years, they wasted on screens, in their homes, not interacting with other humans, having things completely changed from the way they were before. And so that's not surprising to me, but we need to do something to swing the pendulum the other direction. I mean, how are these people going to meet others and on children?
Yeah. No, I agree. In, you know, only Quentin's in the Gen Z category for me. Hunter and Griffin are just outside it. My kids get out, right? And we talked about that a lot when they were kids. And it wasn't just participating in sports, because Hunter liked that more than Griff, but he was doing different things. And you're so right on the alone situation. And I get everybody has their own unique enjoyment and characteristics, and I can't just say you have to act like this. But Rena, it's just survey after survey or anecdotal, the number of kids who, if they communicate, it's just through Snapchat. It's through a text. It's through something else. And even if they go to college or they pursue something completely unrelated to college. And again, there are people I know in life who are solitary and they're happy. But this is just a high percentage of people who just don't interact face to face with other individuals.
Have you gone to a restaurant or been at the mall and seen a group of young people all together and not a one of them is talking to the other one because they're all on their phones?
100%.
That's insane.
Yeah. All right, Dave, so your girls are 8 and 5. Okay.
True.
They seemingly are pretty busy with activities, I feel like, from listening to you. How much does this concern you? And then I'll get to Rena next because your daughter's in this wheelhouse too. We're not there yet, but heading that way. You don't want them to be completely out of how they communicate with their friends, but it can't be just staring at a phone 22 hours a day.
No, of course not. I mean, it's concerning, but you know, at least at this point in their lives, they don't have phones. We don't do a whole lot of screen time aside from that. So they do love to get outside. They do love to play outside. They do love their, you know, outdoor activities, whatever sports we have them in. So, you know, knock on whatever this is, hopefully at least, you know, we can do what we can, my wife and I, to keep that going, to show them the things they can do outside that can not only be just things they do as kids, but also lifelong activities.
So a texter says, Rena, and again, more texts are encouraged all the time. I appreciate that. 651-461-9226. I think it's a safety issue. It's hard to go for walks and hikes. It's more than that. I'm not going to fault folks who may be hesitant for safety reasons. I'm not trying to push them out the door. But, Rena, a lot of people just decided their enjoyment is just off the phone, and they just don't need to be in groups. And as you said it, if they're in groups, they're just around each other, but they're really not talking to each other.
I actually believe it is an addiction, and I know how I feel. Like, I left the neighborhood without my phone the other day, and I was like, absolutely not. And yes, I need my phone for my job, but I couldn't even imagine not being in touch with or being able to look at whatever. And I'm not even on social media that much. So I can only imagine how addictive it is for their small brains that are still growing and still into your 20s, I believe. Your brain is still, you know, making connections and, forming. And so I think, I'm hoping that as a society we swing the other way. You know, there's all this talk about parents getting landlines, and if you want to talk to your friends, you do it the old-fashioned way where you have to learn how to say hello and you have to call someone and ask for somebody, you know, are they home? And there are just... those are small personal interactions that have gone away. I mean, how many people, good friends, you know, do you even remember their phone number? I remember my phone number from the house that I grew up with when I was a kid, but I couldn't tell you my mother's phone number if I had to. Like, that's just, not okay.
Yeah. Let me just go to your number right here and give this out in case anyone wants to call you late in the day so you could have more conversations. All right. We have to go. Enjoy the day, and you're going to be fantastic Monday and Tuesday.
Fingers crossed. Thank you.
Rena Sargentopoulos right here. Lou Nanny on What the Wild Should Do with Kirill early next hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.